You're watching Single Process with Joe and Bob. We created this video series to help you navigate the difficult process of divorce. We hope it helps you on your journey. Our topic today is healthcare. So I just defaulted to Cobra, Bob, which, you know, I didn't even look at my other options.
And what are our other options? I did the same thing, and mine's running out in a few months. So
you gotta find your other options.
Because the other thing I'm worried about is changing all my doctors. So I think that's what I'm facing.
Well, we need somebody to help us navigate this.
We do. Luckily, we're here with Maura Carley today. Maura Carley is the CEO and founder of Healthcare Navigation, one of the few patient advocacy firms that you will find in healthcare. She has extensive experience working with HMOs, healthcare providers, and physicians, and she speaks all over the world about healthcare. So she is the right person for this segment. Thank you for being with us, Maura.
Great to be here.
So start us off. What are somebody's options in healthcare?
Many people in our country have group coverage through an employer or union their entire lives until they go on Medicare, and they don't ever go on COBRA. COBRA is federal legislation that enables people who work for an employer of at least 20 employees or more to have a temporary extension of that group coverage at their expense.
Oh, they're, okay, temporary.
Temporary, it always ends.
At your expense.
How long approximately would one normally get COBRA? And I assume post-divorce is one of the
qualifiers.
The worker is entitled to 18 months, and that's what sticks in people's heads. Someone who's just gotten divorced is entitled to up to 36 months.
Okay.
So that's a very important fact. But also, remember, many people work for small employers of under 20, and there are state laws that apply to them. So you need to know about that. It can be less than
36 months?
Yes, in certain jurisdictions.
Okay.
So that means I pay, getting divorced, if I'm eligible for COBRA on my ex-husband's health plan, I can get 36 months, but at my expense. And the premiums are pretty high.
Well, the premiums are based on what the group is paying. I mean, that's a problem that people don't realize how expensive insurance premiums are, because usually the employer is subsidizing them.
So
that's why we have the term, you know, COBRA sticker shock. Because people are amazed when they see how much COBRA costs, but it's not uniform. I mean, there's a big range. But it's, you're only entitled to what the group has, and you're only entitled to what you had at the time of the divorce. When the group goes through its annual enrollment process, if you're working for an employer that offers you choices, then you can change. But, you know, you're still an appendage of that group. If the company goes under,
you're under.
Your COBRA ends.
That's it.
Okay.
So making the COBRA election, you do it right at the time you get divorced?
There's a 60-day period. And you must make that election within the 60 days.
I think a lot of people have no idea about this. What happens if you don't make your choices within that 60-day window?
Well, let's step back for a minute. The employer has an obligation to get you information.
Okay.
So assuming the employer does that.
So I get stuff all the time. I don't read it. It's too cumbersome.
That's a problem.
Okay, well, that's
read it, Barbara. Yeah.
Okay, so if I, let's say, you know, I need to be aware that 60 days, the clock starts ticking. I get information and I need to pick a plan quickly.
No. But now let's again, if you're electing COBRA, you're just taking the plan you're already
on. Okay, it extends what I'm on. That's what I've done. Joe and I both done that. Okay.
But you, and so the employer is supposed to send you a COBRA election notice, and you, and it'll say right on there how long you have to get it back, and you need to do that, and you need to make sure they have it.
Okay.
I mean, you don't leave anything to chance, as far as I'm concerned, in this whole process. Normally it works fine, but the system is harsh.
Okay.
And if something goes wrong, not everyone is helpful. So it's better that you really take charge.
Okay.
It's the same 60 days if you decide, I don't want this COBRA. Let's say you're 35 and you look at insurance in the individual market where you buy it yourself from an insurance company.
Okay.
In most states and in Connecticut, individual insurance is age rated. So it's going to be, it may be a more affordable option for you.
Okay.
Although you have a lot of homework to do.
So as I am understanding it, Cobra is not necessarily the way to go, particularly if you're younger. That's what you're saying. You should look at your options. You shouldn't default to Cobra.
I think you should always look at your options. And the problem with our system is that there are too many in the individual insurance marketplace for people who've never had to shop. Maybe you work for a big employer and you do get a choice of three or four plans.
Okay.
But that's usually the high end. If you go to the individual market, we just did this for a client in Connecticut. He was retiring onto Medicare. He had a younger wife and two children. They had 39 options for coverage on the individual market among five different carriers, insurance companies, you know, Anthem, Aetna, ConnectiCare.
Okay.
And that's just too many.
So is that what you do? Does your firm narrow those options down?
Well, you know what? Our firm is unusual. We're insurance consultants, and what we are promoting is that we are not affiliated with any insurance company. We're just working for the client.
Okay.
We're totally objective. We're working for you. But because we don't have relationships with insurance companies and don't take commissions, people pay us.
Okay.
But we take a much more comprehensive approach. We want to know, who are all your physicians? What medications are you on? What hospitals do you want to be able to go to in network should something happen to you?
Yeah.
And then we have a pretty strong educational component. We want you to know if you're selecting a plan that requires you to identify a primary care physician and have a referral to see a specialist.
Which is, to your point, Barbara,
this is one of my biggest concerns.
You know, you don't want to lose your doctor.
It takes forever to build a rapport with a doctor who knows your history. Mm-hmm. I don't want to switch. And I find that now they're all out of network. My plan is changing. So what would you say about that? I should pay someone like you to help me find a plan.
We can, of course, help you find a plan that meets your needs at that time. But you have to remember, and everyone needs to know, we're in an era of unbelievable change.
Right.
And so what we recommend to people is look, create an online account.
Okay.
You know, go to anthem.com or whatever you have, so that you can look at the network status of your doctors. Print that out, but know it can change. And also call the office. And you don't want to say, do you take X? Do you take my this?
Oh, I always
say that. Want to say, are you in network with my insurance?
Okay.
I have to back up now.
Yeah.
So if I don't take, assuming I don't have access to an insurance consultant, and I want to look at the alternatives to Cobra, where do I go? What is my next step?
All right. There are many ways to do that. If you're an individual who thinks you might qualify for a subsidy through the Affordable Care Act.
What does that mean? That means they're going to give us money toward health care.
Yes.
The government's going to give us money.
The government's going to give you money, and that's based on income.
Okay.
Then in our state, Connecticut, you have to enroll through Access Health CT. That is the state-based exchange. And they have a very good website, and they have good people on the phone who will help you. And you have to go through either the federal exchange or a state-based exchange to get your subsidy if you're entitled to it.
Okay.
But all of the other ways people used to get insurance exist. You can go on an
insurance company
website.
And go to UnitedHealthcare's website.
Right.
Look. Okay.
Right. You can use a broker.
Okay.
And there are some very good brokers out there. I mean, they've been hard hit because many companies have cut back on commissions.
Okay.
So, right. And some companies have eliminated them altogether.
Okay.
So it can be harder than it used to be to find a good broker, but they're out there. You can go to eHealth Insurance and do sort of a first cut.
Okay.
That's a website, eHealthInsurance.com.
Okay.
Punch in some information in your zip code. Of course, you're only going to see the insurance companies that they have a relationship with.
Right.
But all of these tools are useful.
Okay.
And you can go to the insurance department website where you live And those are usually very helpful websites.
Like what? What's an example of that?
Connecticut Insurance Department.
And then you go, I didn't even know there was a Connecticut Insurance Department.
Okay. So if we go to ConnecticutInsuranceDepartment.gov, it has helpful information about how to do all this.
It does, because the insurance department has to approve the rates or the premiums that the company's going to charge you.
Okay.
So they're going to have every one of those companies listed.
Okay.
So you go to website and you hit consumer and then health insurance, and you can get a lot of information. Same with healthcare.gov.
I'm not short on information. That's not my concern. My concern is more how to weed through what makes the most sense.
Get a consultant, Barbara.
Yeah.
All right. So we are running out of time, but I really want to wrap up with Maura's other thoughts on things to consider in this regard.
All right. Documentation.
Okay.
The system is harsh, and you have windows. It's not the honor system. You don't just call somebody up and say, I'm getting divorced, I need coverage. You've got to always have documentation of an event if you're getting new coverage off-cycle.
And a divorce is an event.
A divorce is an event.
So when you say documentation, a copy of your divorce agreement.
It depends on your situation. If your COBRA is ending,
okay.
It would be the letter from the COBRA administrator that says the last date.
You're going to need that.
I need that.
Okay.
Yes, you need that.
Okay.
You need that. Always pay your premium.
That was a hard one for me. I had to set up calendar reminders to pay my premium.
Because what happens if you don't?
Because they just want to kick you off,
yeah,
right?
If you don't pay your premium.
Right. Even if you pay the incorrect amount.
Pay something.
We've dealt with... No. You have to pay the exact amount.
Oh,
you have to know if the premium increased. We've seen so many disputes. But remember, plan ahead and act within the time frames you have to.
Okay.
We had many calls from divorced women in the last couple of years because it used to be you could buy individual insurance any month.
Okay.
That's not true. You've got an annual enrollment period, and then you've got special enrollment periods, like triggered by divorce. But
that's important to know.
So people would say they let their COBRA expire and they didn't act quickly enough.
Okay.
So then they were locked out
until
the next annual enrollment period.
Then can't you get Obamacare as backup?
The annual enrollment period is Obamacare.
Oh.
Is Obamacare.
That calendar reminder.
Even though he's not in president,
we still have to call it Obamacare?
Well, we can call it the Affordable Care Act. One and the same.
Okay.
Also remember, if you elect COBRA and you get through that COBRA election period and you learn after that, oh gosh, I would be better off in the individual insurance market given my preferences.
Mm-hmm.
You're locked in until the next annual enrollment period. And so you can change during your annual enrollment period. You can get rid of the COBRA if that's what you choose.
Oh, gosh.
Move on to something else. And then there's another special enrollment triggered by the end of your COBRA.
Okay.
But during each of those 3 years, you could switch to the individual
market.
During
open enrollment.
Okay.
Right.
When is that?
This year, it's being cut in half, I think. We have every reason to believe that the new administration is reducing it to a six-week period, November 1st, ending December 15th, for a January 1 effective date.
Gosh.
It might be lengthened in some places, but by a week
Don't want to run a risk.
By a week or so. So, and the other thing to remember, which I don't want to forget, is if you elect COBRA and you're deciding when you might move to the individual market, of course, you could also try to get coverage through employment.
Oh, we've got to get a job. That's it.
Get a job.
But let's say you're going to rely on the individual market. You've just got to plan ahead. If your COBRA is going to end in June, you're starting a new deductible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
July 1, and then another one January 1. Everything in the individual market has a January 1 annual calendar. All right? So if your COBRA ends November 30th, you're getting new coverage for a single month.
Okay.
And then
you have to get a new, hopefully your plan rolls over.
Yeah.
But it may not. That's why you always have to read your mail.
Okay.
Because I told you about the woman that, you know, Sloan Kettering was not in her network anymore, yeah, in her plan, and that was a real problem for her. But you have to read that mail. But then a new deductible starts again.
Right, so you've got to watch that deductible, yeah, period and when your cutoff dates are.
I think the most important takeaway from this is know your time frame and know where to go to get information, because there's a lot out there that you have to read and pick, and you've got to be proactive about it.
And people who've had good group coverage their entire lives are like
take
prey.
Take it for granted.
Yeah. They're like prey in our system because HR typically, or the small business owner, has taken care of them.
Yes.
And they haven't had to learn that much.
That would be
all
great.
Right.
Yes, this is
we've
great.
Got a lot more to learn. There may be a second segment
there
on this.
There may be five segments on this. For more information on this topic and others, please visit singleprocess.me.